Dreamscape presents The Messenger of Athens by Anne Zarudi, narrated by Gildert Jackson. For Will. No words were lost on Hermes the Wayfinder, who bent to tie his beautiful sandals on, ambrosial, golden, that carry him over water or over endless land in a swish of the wind. A gull patrolling between the wave crests of the desolate sea will dip to catch a fish and douse his wings. No higher above the whitecaps, Hermes flew until the distant island lay ahead. Homer, The Odyssey. Prologue. It was the spring of the year. The air was light and bright. The alpines were in bloom. It was a fine day to be out. She had been out there for 2 days. They had found her, at last, but they were not treating her with reverence or due respect. How could they? Beneath the rising helicopter, she dangled between a soldier's khaki-trousered legs, arms flung wide like a welcome, her own legs spread, open to them all. The deafening beat of the rotors, amplified and echoing off the canyon walls, killed all talk. But the men of the search party had already fallen into silence. Now they were bringing her up. Along the unfenced roadside, in small, somber groups, they waited. Soldiers, policemen.